and welcome you to this week's program of Islam in Focus. This week's topic will be Muslim response to liberalization by Hujjat al-Islam Amiri. At this moment, I would like to take this opportunity to ask Hajjah to come forward. Thank you very much. Salawat.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim al-la'in. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu was-sana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Wal-aqibatu li-ahli at-taqwa wal-yaqeen. As-salatu was-salam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habib qulubina Abil Qasim Muhammad. آله الطیبین الطاهرین المعصومین المکرمین سیما مولانا بقیت الله الاعظم روحی و ارواح العالمین لتراب مقدمه خدا. First of all, I would like to express my deepest condolences for the demise of our Lady Fatima Salamullah alayha, and I'm not sure whether my topic is relevant to the occasion or not, but I think it is very important for us to know about globalization. One point as an introduction, I believe in traditional society, the importance of the society and the position of the society was totally different by the type of society which we are living in now. The society in traditional stage of life of the human being was very simple and natural. It wasn't as complicated that it is today in our life. Today's society is very diversified, if you like, society, very multicultural society. And one of the characters of today's society is unnatural society, if you like. It is a man-made society which most of it, the majority of the reality which we are living in it is a sort of imagination of the human society which put it as a reality for us. It's a symbolic life. Is a sort of life which I think it's Schiller, just at the beginning of his books, he mentioned that one mother said, or somebody to the mother of one boy said that your boy is very nice, it's very beautiful. She said, if you see his picture, then you can find how beautiful he is. You know, picture is much beautiful than the reality itself. This is what the media is making for us. Make a very good picture without any deep reality. This is what Hollywood is making for us, that when we look at the cinema, we think that there is something behind that, but when we go into it, we find that it is not reality. Globalization is maybe we as a person who just hear about the globalization in media and doesn't have any experience, academic experience in the field of globalization, we might think that globalization is a utopian or a single world. You know, the philosopher of the Greek, they were talking about global world. They were talking about a type of world which everybody lived together in a unified political system, in a unified cultural sphere, in a unified economic system. That was the imagination of the utopian society which a philosopher of Greek has mentioned. And the idea of having global society is not new thing. It was from long, long time ago, the idea of having global society. But something happened since 1960, which created a sort of globalization impact on every society. And this is the invention of the communication technology. Globalization that today we are talking about is the result of the expansion of the communication technology. Since invention of Morse, which one of English people has been invented, it was for the first time that the person by punching something could send a message without going to the people. It was the first time that the person could present his message simultaneously without going himself to the receiver of the message. Message could transfer by click of few or punching of few Morse. After that, we have the gradually this communication system has been progressed, and now we are living in a society that telephone, fax, internet, satellite, and brought a serious revolution in the life of the people. Robertson believed that society is facing to a social, cultural, and political earthquake. When we say earthquake, it is really earthquake. I think for those who live in the West, they cannot really understand this earthquake properly. If you go to Pakistan, if you go to Iran, if you go to Indonesia, if you go to Benin, if you go to African countries, then you can see the impact of globalization in those societies. And this is the phenomena of, if you like, 1980 upward. It is not all phenomena. Yes, Western culture. When we say Western culture, we don't want to disregard the culture of the people, culture of the society, culture of the media, basically, Hollywood culture. It has a great impact on a lot of society for the last 300 years. Yes. But it wasn't in terms of the speed of effect or speed of impact. It is something new what's happening today. Today, you can see, I was in Indonesia about 1 month ago, and I was really shocked when I went to the Denpasar, and one of the cities, I forget the name. But Jakarta is not a good example because it is the capital of the Indonesia. If you go to the village area of the Indonesia, the poor people there, they have problem for their food and for their everyday life, but they are practicing the MTV culture. They're practicing the Hollywood culture. they are wearing the same clothes that the people used to have in London. They make up themselves like the people in the Western country, and they practicing their everyday life according to the life of the people in European countries. But if you go to their house, you cannot see the standard of life that the people have here. If you look at their social security system, you cannot see the standard of the security system of the life in European countries. If you look at the road, if you look at the hospitals, if you look at the schools, many things, there is no sign of those sort of standard of life there. Basically, they are consuming the corruption of Western culture. And this is what we call an earthquake. When an earthquake comes, it's demolishing everything. It creates a new situation. We don't know, God knows that what's going to happen after the earthquake. But definitely, it's not going to be the same situation that before earthquake we could observe. Okay, globalization, as I said, is the result of the communication system. And basically, if we look at the everyday life of the people, and if our concern is culture, the main impact is through the satellite and internet. This is the two areas which really penetrating on the life of the people. And it is very sad when the people cannot consume their own culture. Globalization is in three arena, if you like, is in an economic area, political area, and cultural area. I cannot really go into the details of the discussion in the economic and politics and cultural area. It takes a lot of time to discuss the details. But basically, in the economic area, the national economic system of non-Western culture, non-Western country, gradually and in some area very quickly is then losing its strength, is losing its power. And the consumerism, Western consumerism, is destroy the economic indigenous production, if you like. The people, they don't like their own production, because basically the Western production is very fashion, is very it's the type of production which is people, it attracts the people, it's very attractive production. And day by day you can see new product through the media. It is not stopping in any stage. You cannot see any end for it, if you like. Every day, every minute, they bring new fashion, new culture, new phenomena that the people cannot decide whether they should go for this or that one. In the political area, basically, in many nation state countries, we are facing to the powerlessness. When the political system cannot implicate their will, then that political system doesn't have power. Power is talking about the influence in the life of the people. When the government cannot implicate their will, when the government cannot perform their decision, then that political system doesn't have power. In many countries today, developing countries, if you like, the government cannot decide about the society. This is the decision of central power which is getting place in many nation state countries. And that's why many theorists in the field of globalization, they believe that by the impact of American and European politics, the nation state day by day become weaker and weaker. And they lose their power within their own society. In the cultural area, again, culture is active and dynamic when can feed, when can consume through its own historical heritage. When some culture or any culture cannot consume through his literature, art, religion, an indigenous culture, then that culture is not really alive. If Malaysian, Chinese, Indonesian, Iranian, Algerian, they don't consume their own culture and they wish to consume the Western culture, then it means something. There is something wrong in that culture. There is something wrong among the public sphere, that the people wish to consume the other cultures. Globalization is basically trying to penetrate in the everyday life of the people, and deconstruct the indigenous culture of the society. And this is happening by indigenization, if you like, of American culture. Before, Americans believed that if they go to the poor countries, because there is a serious gap between the poor culture and the American culture, they can penetrate in that society very quickly. Nowadays, I can see they try to put some spice of American culture within the indigenous culture of the people, that they can get better ground in the indigenous culture. Now MTV presenting in all over the world in more than 20 languages by the same framework of the American MTV. You can see Malayan MTV, you can see Pakistani MTV, you can see Arab MTV everywhere. And it is, as a human, I don't want to discuss it from religious perspective. As a human, it is really sad if somebody don't like himself, if somebody don't like his culture, if somebody don't like his music, if somebody don't like his values. We are human, and if we want to change, we should decide to change. If something surrounding us and imposing change to our society, then it is very sad. If we decide to change, there's no problem with it. If we decide in a very rational manner to change, but these changes is a change which doesn't have any root in the indigenous culture of the people.